podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So I know we're getting into wedding season, and there shall be several weddings between now and the end of the year.
Not mine.
I have, besides Emily. This wasn't aimed at you. Don't take it personally. But I happen to have multiple acquaintances who are getting married over the next few months. And I was sent a link to one of them, their wedding registry. You know, that's what mm-hmm. you do, right? It's like, hey, we're yep. getting married. We're registered. Here's where you can right. find all sorts of good stuff for
we
us.
We want the KitchenAid blender.
As a matter of fact, it's funny that you mentioned KitchenAid because I was looking at one of those mixers myself this weekend, and this is on this particular registry. But here's what popped out at me. There were a few things that were $20 to $25. A few. There were a ton that were well over 100, most of them over 200. Ah. Some of them were $400 to $500. Their registry for all of their friends is stuff that is packed with very expensive items.
Well, that's what you do.
Right.
Are you surprised by this?
No, I am surprised.
Go to Pottery Barn.
No, I'm surprised because I'm used to seeing the registry where 80% of the stuff is less than $50, right? And then
no.
you throw a few big things on there. I'm not used to seeing people who 90% of the stuff is over $150, $200.
No, what? This is the one time where you go and you put the ridiculous things on there that
and
you would never buy for yourself
it, right?
in hopes that, man, we would get the Xbox One for our wedding because that would make our marriage stronger. That's the time that you do it.
Oh my God.
And you get drunk with that with the scanner gun.
Oh,
like if you
God,
go to Target
yeah.
for your registry and they give you the scanner gun and you just scan crap that you want, you get drunk with power. So they probably just weren't thinking. They're just scanning everything that they
All right.
can.
So am I a jerk store? Because I'm usually pretty generous with that kind of stuff. But I almost feel now like I'm going to do a backlash and say, I'm not getting you crap. You know, I might send you a card
you
now.
You can just do the gift card.
I mean, but really?
$20.
I mean, all the stuff, $300 for all your friends. Hi, buy us $300 this, buy us a $400 that.
That's what you
that
do.
That does seem a little ballsy.
It
like,
does. It's too much.
Yeah.
And so I went back and I scrolled back up to the top and went back down again to see if I had missed a lot of the $30, $35, $40
yeah,
items.
There's some early bird like me that already got the cheap
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and it's already done. So really, there's not that
the
much
toaster's
left.
Gone.
Right.
It's like, holy crap. And they do have a KitchenAid mixer on there. There's like $360.
What's
it makes the marriage
the average,
stronger.
Yeah, what's the average tax bracket of the people going to this wedding?
Well, what's the thing? I mean, do you now have to get together with like four other friends and split a wedding
Pull
gift?
The gift.
I mean, doesn't that seem a little ridiculous?
Here's what happened.
What?
You know what I did for my wedding. Classic story. Come on. There's two different registries that we had. We sent one to the haves.
Oh, I remember that.
We sent one to the have-nots.
Oh, so Dom got
I'm still pissed about
the KitchenAid list.
Dom was a bit of a high roller. Still is a bit of a high roller. We sent Dom the haves registry.
Yeah, I got the thing that was like part of like help buy
a
our
bed.
House.
It was like buy a bed for like
right,
furniture.
Donate to
an
our
armoire.
Trip to the Bahamas.
No, it was like it was furniture, babe. It was a furniture.
And I
account.
Bought them a freaking $1,200 armoire.
Yeah, it was
because it was on their register.
Two of them.
Jerks.
God, I got to get married.
So you're telling me I have been jobbed by these people?
You're on the haves
They're
list,
not getting
my friend.
From me. Here's
Sorry.
A question. Here's a question for our listeners. What's the most expensive gift that you got for your wedding?
Oh, it's good.
What's the most expensive thing that somebody did go ahead and bite the bullet and get you for your wedding?
But like not your parents, right?
Take parents
right.
out.
Okay, okay, good.
I'm talking about somebody else. Maybe it's a distant relative or somebody. What's the most expensive? We might have some people say the most expensive thing they got was like a $20 gift card. That
well,
might be.
Well,
but I'm going to guess that we've got listeners who have received some of those $400 and $500 gift registry things.
A sailboat.
What?
Wow.
Whoa.
We're starting with Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
What'd you get?
I got a like over 10-piece all-clad cookware set, one of the really nice fancy ones that had all the different, you know, pieces, worth over $600.
It's not
and
bad.
I had three separate people that wanted to buy it for me.
Nice.
They were actually disappointed that it came off my registry.
Really?
Who got it
yeah.
for you?
It was my my mother-in-law's sister.
She's a good woman.
A cookware, $600 cookware.
Now get
set.
To cooking.
Yeah.
Do you use that stuff very often, Katie?
I do every day. I love it. Okay. And it was sort of, you know, I did the careful registry where you pay attention to like so many items under 50 and under 100. But this was sort of like my dream item. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to toss it on there. Maybe people go in on it together. Who knows?
Huh. See, that's what you do.
Right. Yeah, but did you hear what she said? She was very cognizant of the under 50 mm-hmm. crowd.
Absolutely.
For those acquaintances, right, Katie?
Yep.
Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye.
All right, so we're off to a good start. And then there's Zoe. Hi, Zoe.
Hi there.
What'd you get?
I got a $1,500 cash gift for my honeymoon.
Dang.
Cash money, money. Who'd you get that from?
One of my best friends, actually.
I'll say.
That is a good friend.
If they weren't a best friend, they should be now.
They are. They're on my Christmas list every year.
Here's some homemade cookies. Thanks for the $1,500.
Send more cash.
$1,500.
Pretty yeah. nice.
Yeah, and I was pretty cognizant about having my median price for a gift at around $60, 60 to 80.
Yeah.
Well, what made them splurge so much?
I don't know. I guess they just liked me.
You must know. You must. You have some dirt on them, I think.
They're showing off.
Hey,
they babysit their kids.
Reach out and see if they need any more friends, will you?
Yeah.
Will do.
Zoe, have a good day.
Thanks
for being on the show.
I would hate that.
All right, so
I feel like I'd owe them.
We've gone from 600 to 1500. Here's Molly. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
All right, Emily tells me these are all ascending. What did you get?
I received a check for $2,500.
Who was that from?
My boss.
Your boss?
Whoa, down yeah. Tesla.
My husband and I both worked for the same company, and my boss loved us, and he didn't want to lose us, so he decided to try to buy us at our wedding.
Did it work?
My husband quit a month later.
Oh, well played, sir.
What a big middle finger your husband gave.
I'm still there, though. But it was nice. It was double everything else put together.
Yeah.
So, Molly, I just want to take this opportunity to tell Emily, when you get married, I may be your boss, but I don't think I'm giving you $2,500.
No. Our bosses here would give us a bill. That's right. You've been printing too much.
You can't take time off. No.
Too many prints.
Molly, have a great day.
You as well.
Thanks for being on the show. All right. So, if we're ascending and we're up to $2,500, you're telling me that John's is worth more?
Yeah. Yeah. We've got the jackpot here.
Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going?
It's, well, I don't know. I might be depressed after I talk to you.
Well, this isn't something that really lasted, and it wasn't something that was on the registry. My uncle gave us, for our honeymoon, reservations at a very swanky hotel on the east side of Kauai that was $2,500 a night. We were there for several nights.
What is several nights?
Yeah, so three nights. And we had our own personal butler who did nothing but just wait for our beck and call. And we are not of that lifestyle at all, so it was really weird. And everywhere you went, there was hors d'oeuvres. Everything was included. And the hotel sits on a cove, so when you look out the window, it's nothing but pristine, untouched rainforest of Hawaii. And I asked one of the people that worked there, like, how come there's no other hotels here? And I said, no, this is the hotel. I said, what? And I said, well, part of the stay includes the cost of the bay. So the hotel owns this entire bay, maybe a mile in circumference.
Perfect.
You know, yeah, it's funny that you have a butler waiting on your beck and call, but it's your honeymoon. So how often would you be using the butler? It's like the butler could be reading a magazine out in the hall for like 2 days.
The butler might join in.
Because they said, well, we can babysit kids. If you're here on a family vacation, we can read them bedtime stories. Who are you?
All right. So $2,500 a night for three nights. Yeah, you win, John.
It's a good gift.
You win, buddy. Thanks for being on the show.
Adios.
Adios is right.
I'm never getting married, am I?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.